stove.
Okay. What is your name and how old are you?
My name is Trey Ballard. How old am I? 25. I don't really like... This sound weird, and it's a weird way to start an interview, but I don't really keep track of years because, you know, once you get a certain point in life, it just doesn't matter, really. So, yeah, I'm 25, though, to answer the question, 25.
Where are you from, and what are you doing in life? If you want, you can talk us just a little bit from your life. What are you doing?
Okay. Yeah, I'm from Utah, but I'm down here in Las Vegas for professional wrestling. Trying to travel the world as much as possible on somebody else's dime. So, it's pretty fun.
How did it came that you are a wrestler? Was it always a dream of you, or how did it came to that?
Yeah, so it's always been a dream of mine to be a professional wrestler. My mom tells a story that when I was a little baby, I was just crying. I wouldn't stop crying, and they were flipping through the channels, and wrestling came on, and I stopped crying. So... That's when I first started watching wrestling, I guess, when I was 7 months old.
Well, how do you get a wrestler?
So kind of like anything, like acting or stuff like that, you find somewhere to train and hone your craft. And then, so I started training in Utah, and now I travel as much as possible to anywhere to try to wrestle so I can just do that for a living instead of having to work a real job.
What do you like about your job?
There's so much I like about it. The feeling that you get when... Like, my thing with professional wrestling is I get to help people escape their daily lives and anything that's going on with them, any problems that they're having for the 10 to 15 minutes that I'm out there performing, I get to help them leave all that behind and just come with me into this magical world that is professional wrestling and just that escapism and just the energy that the crowd brings you. It's better than any drink or any substance that you can put into your body. It's really the best feeling in the world.
Wow, that's crazy. Are there some things you don't like at your work?
Yes. I don't like when I go to a show and I don't get paid. I don't like that because wrestling does take such a toll on your body. Like, we're really putting our bodies on the line every time we go out there to entertain the crowd. And so, yeah, I don't like when... I don't get paid or I feel disrespected at a show. And then I don't like some of the stigma that wrestling has behind it, like that everybody that does it is either an alcoholic or a drug addict, because it's really not the case, especially like my generation of wrestling. After shows, we go and play video games at a bar somewhere. So, and I know at a bar somewhere sounds like we're alcoholics, but that's where it has all the cheap games. So that's where we go.
Okay. Do you have a dream in life?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple dreams, actually. One, I want to be a professional wrestler on a TV somewhere. I want to be able to reach millions of people with the thing that I love doing the most. And then my other dream kind of spans off of that. I want to open up an animal sanctuary for any animals that are neglected or that need homes, especially like senior dogs and cats. A lot of times once a dog gets too old, they get taken to a shelter and then they die in that shelter alone. And I think that's just the most terrible thing you could do to an animal or even any living human creature. So in my other dream, I want to be a dad someday. I want to be a dad. Like, I want to have a family and be a father. My parents were always so cool to me and so good to me that I don't know, I've always wanted to be a dad.
Wow. Do you want to tell us something about your childhood? How was your childhood?
Yeah, my childhood was awesome. My parents were always really cool about letting me make my own decisions and learning from my mistakes rather than telling me, no, you can't do that and this is why. They would let me make those mistakes sometimes as long as they weren't something that was really going to affect me in the long run. They would let me find out on my own, and I really think that helped prepare me for being an adult, because I've already made some of those mistakes now as a child, so now going into an adult, I don't have to make those same mistakes again.
Wow, that's really nice. Which kind of people are inspiring for you?
The most inspiring people for me are people that are just nice and kind-hearted. There's so much just pure evil in the world today that if, like, you really look at what's going on around you, and it's really sad. It's really sad. So, like, people that you can just sit down and have a conversation with, kind of like we're doing right now, those are the most inspiring people to me. People who you meet out of nowhere that are nice enough to have a conversation and not telling you to just, you know, get away from them. Those are the people that inspire me.
What was your most inspiring encounter you have or you had in your life? Or maybe
some of them. One of the most inspiring encounters I've had was actually here in Las Vegas last time I was down here. There's this homeless guy in a wheelchair, and he was just trying to get around, but he had a broken arm. I don't know how somebody in a wheelchair gets a broken arm, but he had a broken arm, and nobody was willing to help him. And so I just, because I like to think of myself as a kind-hearted person, so just helping that man out, pushing him in the wheelchair, just up it from the bottom of Fremont Street to the top back to his hotel, and listening to how truly grateful he was and being able to listen to his story for those 25 minutes that we walked, and just how even though he's probably in one of the worst situations you can possibly be in, you're homeless, you're in a wheelchair, you got a broken arm, like how positive and just happy the man was just to be alive. It was so powerful and so inspiring.
Wow, okay. Why do you think the people that didn't help him?
I think people are so busy with what they're doing. They don't really take the time to really open up their eyes and see what's around them. I'm a big believer in meditation and karma, and what you put into this world is what it's going to get back to you. Some people just haven't opened their eyes fully to really what's around them and how much it can mean to somebody just to be a kind person.
Well, do you have something you want to tell the world, or like a little message out to the world?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's kind of what I live my life by. It's just be cool. Just be cool, be happy, have fun in what you're doing. No matter what your situation is, you can always do something to change it. You can always do something to improve it, to make yourself better, to make your world better. So many people get focused on like, oh, well, I can't change the whole world, so there's no point of even trying. But you can change your world. You can change the people that you're in contact with world, even if it's for a day. You can make their whole day better. You don't know what people are going through and where they're at in their lives. So just being nice and being kind and cool is, like, you guys have been so awesome since I met you. And then it's so crazy that I ran back into you guys 3 days later. It's absolutely insane. But that's what I believe in with, like, the whole karma, and everything happens for a reason. Like, I think we were bound and ran back into each other just because of how cool you guys were at first. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like, just be kind. Just have a kind, open heart and an open mind. And if everybody had an open heart and an open mind, this world would run so much smoother than it is.
Oh, that's true. Thank you very much. It's really, really inspiring. I don't know, maybe there's something else you want to tell or...
No, like this, not really. I think I said all I have to say. Thank you for taking the time and doing this with me.
Yeah, thank you very much. Really, really inspiring.